Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of The Carvery with Alex Storr. Again, if you're new here, you have just entered the podcast that helps you carve away drama from your life. And what that ends up doing is, if you're looking for success, happiness, innovation, creativity, any of those things in your life, we know that that's your natural state once the drama's gone. And so everybody here that gathers to listen to these episodes is starting to learn that as they chip away at any of this mental and emotional drama in their own minds, or they get skilled at navigating drama in their lives with others, they start to realize that a lot of these dreams they're chasing become a reality, and they start to reveal themselves, and other big opportunities that wouldn't come if you were full of drama are now starting to come their way. And so that's what this podcast is all about. And today's episode is a little bit of a pivot away from what I've traditionally been doing, where I sit on a topic and we really dive into ways in which to navigate it and live drama-free through it. This is actually a super cool episode that I think many of you will enjoy, because I got the chance to connect with a professional track athlete that I spoke to at the University of Oregon about 3.5 years ago. And he's now on his journey. He's close to being an Olympian, and he's been signed by Nike, and he is just an amazing guy. His name's Marcus Chambers, and he wanted to connect with me again because, along with his deal he just signed, he was thinking about how could he begin this idea of speaking. And he's been asked to speak a few times to some young groups, some kids, you know, his old high school. And he wants to start thinking about having a message crafted to inspire them, but to also be ready for like a corporate gig, or to start having a message if someone asks him to keynote tomorrow, he could get out there and deliver a talk. And as I've been speaking over the last 3.5 years now, as I've done, you know, 100+ gigs now, and I've been able to learn right alongside our founder, Cy Wakeman, who's been doing this for about the last 20 years and speaking all over the place, I've found some patterns and some great principles that I can give to those just starting. And this call is exactly that. We talk through some of his initial ideas, and then I give him just a riff on our basics, on what I'd be thinking about if I was going to start today crafting my message and getting my keynote started. And so I reached out to him and asked him if I could share this with you guys, and he was more than happy to. For any of you that are interested in speaking, or are curious about my story with speaking, or are just maybe starting to think about if I was going to craft my own story and keynote, how would that work? This one's for you. So hopefully there's some very tangible, practical advice in here. And I think you'll like getting to know him, because he's got a super cool story and he's starting his journey. So I'd love for you guys to get on Twitter and connect with him as well, and say, you know, I heard about you through the Carvery podcast. And his Twitter is at MJC253. And again, his name is Marcus Chambers, signed by Nike, University of Oregon. A little background: I presented to them a group of their athletes, just the core of our philosophy, like how to be a drama-free athlete and just ditch the drama in your mind to perform at your best. And this is a program I also deliver to certain groups when it works out. And I love working back with athletes. And so it was so cool to hear him reach out and reconnect, because after three and a half, four years, he still remembers the message. And I just thought that was amazing. And that same day we spoke to the athletes I got to, and then we did a huge tour of the University of Oregon, their sports complex, which some of you may or may not know is like state of the art, best in the nation. Absolutely unreal things they are doing there. They're one of our favorite clients we've ever had. And it's just so cool to see that come full circle. And so without further ado, I want to jump into this. Hopefully you future speakers out there, those interested, will love this, and enjoy the call. Marcus, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. This is awesome that we got to connect. I'm just getting settled. For sure. At Fridays are really, really good. And this is cool. I'm so glad you reached out, and you've been following along, and I've been trying. Twitter's the best place I've been following yet, and just been just having fun watching. And it's been like 3 years since I came out and spoke to you guys. So I've been still out just doing my thing and just navigating. Not sure totally what I'm doing, but it's been going good. So how are things going for you?
Washington, and then I signed my contract with Nike, and so last year was my first pro year. And no lie, my pro year was definitely rough. I had a really bad agent that I had a lot of different mishaps there, which I'm not going to blame. I mean, a lot of stuff was his fault just for not doing his job correctly. But
yeah,
my first year was very rocky, and so didn't really run the best. I had a lot of travel issues and didn't get to meets that I was supposed to, and I got meet late and stuff like that due to the agent or whatever. And
dang, so, man. Dang.
Going through that, though, obviously being frustrated that things aren't getting put right, didn't produce well. So, you know, I took my break after my rookie year, and so this year we're going to build off all the good stuff from last year. And take the good stuff we're going to build for that this year. And so this year, I've already started training, feeling great, have a new agent. I have a same coach, same weight coach, and all that. So everything's good there. And so, you know, I'm excited for this upcoming season. I actually have a little cool little campaign coming out here in a couple weeks. That's more for like social media piece and just trying to get community support. It's called Run With Me. And so basically, you know, trying to get the community just to follow my journey and support me for these next 2 years, because this 2019's World Championships, but the end goal obviously is 2020, the Olympics, because I was close in 16, but this year we want to get it. And so it's really just trying to get community support, Washington, Oregon, Pacific Northwest based type stuff. And it'll help my hashtag on social media will be hashtag Run With Me. Kind of catchy, and people will hop on board, and hopefully it'll get some buzz just to get support.
Yeah. I love it, man. And the whole idea, like run with me, like run with my journey. It's, you know, right now it's for this world championship, this Olympics, but it can be so much more than that as you share, maybe not right away, how your career started. You're all excited, and then you had this experience. So there's so much long term that you can share about your lessons there. And then hopefully as you right the ship and, you know, make some of your dreams come true. So, and stay healthy and all that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
So that's what I got going on right now. So excited about that stuff. And yeah, I'm good.
But I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely always thought about building a platform in speaking already. Why? Because one, I've done a little bit here. I did a little bit in Eugene of just going to some middle schools and stuff like that when they asked or whatever. But in Eugene, that was a little bit more just going, showing I'm a student athlete. And it's like Q&A based.
Yeah.
That's kind of how Eugene kind of did it. But then when I came back here, I didn't do a lot of it. But there's a couple boys and girls clubs that asked me, hey, can you come by and speak or whatever? And so I did that, but I never – and I always enjoyed it. But I was like, you know, this is actually something that I, especially because I feel like I have a lot to be able to help, especially with youth, like I told you, the email or whatever. One, not just being an athlete. Like, obviously, athlete, I can talk about adversity. I can talk about hard work. I can talk about dedication.
All
those main points or whatever. But still, like, I've still been through so much with my life and just different stuff or whatever, which being, like, the first guy in my family to graduate and realizing how important that was for me, not just me, but my family, and the first male, not the first person, but the first male in my family to graduate college. And just, I have so much different stuff that I've gone through and just realized that if I could share, I just feel like it could help somebody, especially because I didn't really listen to too much growing up, especially. And so I was like, I enjoy it and also build a platform. And like you said, like obviously in a perfect world, if I could expand it to something to where I could get a little revenue in the future, that would be great. Maybe not. Either way, it would still be a plus. But if I do get well enough to be like, hey, somebody will pay me to come speak, that would be great.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's not going to come right off the bat. But I'm just saying, like, if it did, I'd love to build that type of platform. And I was like, do I know anybody that's done something that actually might talk to me? Or whatever, and just kind of, you know, because I see people or whatever, but it's not like I would try to, I'm not going to try to DM Eric Thomas or something like that. Like,
but we
don't know each other and there's nothing there, but I was like, I remember my man, I think he'll talk to me or whatever, just, you know, just to kind of see what you did or what you've been through. How did you put your whole thing together? Because I know your main thing was leadership or whatever. At least that's when you came to Oregon, that was your main spiel. I don't know if you go to different places and have different major topics or whatever, but it's just like, you know, it's just some, I just feel like you would be a good person to talk to and just kind of give advice or just tell me kind of what you did and how you meshed your points together, and you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you reached out, and I'm happy to help. In fact, my schedule's been getting busier, but I will, as you keep doing this, just reach out whenever, and we can keep, as you're working on stuff, I can keep giving you advice, because all I am is in your spot. You're a better athlete than me. I mean, I played Division One, and then transferred Division II and played overseas for 2 years basketball, but you're like, you have a whole thing that you can build on as far as your brand. And I haven't heard all of your story, but just some of that, those points are really powerful for impacting the youth and building a community. So you have all of that, which I don't really have for a message, but you're in a good spot. So saying yes and showing and just saying that you enjoyed those initial speaking engagements is huge. So you're in a great spot there. And if you're good at Q&A already, you got kind of the hard part down, I would say, because then that just means you're personable and you're okay to just be like, put me on stage and I'll answer whatever they say. I mean, that's easy for you.
And the good thing is that I'm good with like public speaking. Like, obviously, when I first start this, and like I'm Boys and Girls Club, that's small groups or whatever. When things expand, might be a little bit nervous, and you know, got to get ready for that.
Yeah.
A bigger, more important group or something like that, but I enjoy this stuff.
But it won't be as nerve wracking as like right before a 400 meter. Like, I can only imagine that. Yeah, but yeah. And so what I will tell you is definitely, like, I don't know, now that you're signed and you have a little contract and you might do some ads here and there and make some money that way. But speaking is definitely a way, like, even if you can get to where it's like once a month, you get one at a fee that where I think you could get that would really support your income. So you could, like, long term, you know, I don't know. I just don't know anything about, maybe I'll get educated from you about what you could make as a professional, you know, like track athlete. But a speaking engagement, for example, my first one that I did at my high school, they gave me like $500, and it was like for an hour, you know? And so it's not much, but that's to start. And it was my first paid one. And I went back to my people, you know, like, I'm assuming your high school still, you know, loves your story. So that's a great place to start. And, to get your feet wet. And maybe it's, speaking to all the coaches, but I spoke to all the student athletes. In fact, I thought I was just going to speak to the athletes. They brought the whole school in. It was like 800 kids. So I about crapped my pants, but, it was fine. You know, I just fumbled through it. And, but that's where I'd start. And then, like, right now, just to give you an example, like, I went from 500, and then I have some help because the company I'm in, we have a good brand started and we have a message. And then what happened is there were some corporate gigs that reached out and we just didn't have speakers to fill it. And I knew the message and was certified. Basically, I could basically what I presented to you, but for the corporate space. And then it was like, do you want to do it? And I did my first gig. I think it was at $1,500. And so, you know, that was for like, I think that was for like a 3 or 4 hour session, but we have like a whole training. So it's easier to speak for that long with activities. And then like now, just being fully transparent with you, I went up to 5,000 per day really quick. And that could be a 1 hour talk to a 8 hour or full day training. And then now my gigs are 10,000 a day.
Yeah.
And so that's helps again, that helps with the brand, and that helps with our founders out there doing some big stages, and she's on fire right now. So she's getting a lot of inquiries, but what I'm giving you that context for is that absolutely, if you kind of construct your message where it's, you'll have to think about where your message can go in there, because a lot of money won't be in with talking to the kids, where you might get a lot of fulfillment doing that, which I still like, next month I'm working with a volleyball club here in town, 250 girls. They're just doing an amazing thing. They have all these amazing like D1 athletes coming out of there. It's a powerhouse. And I do that for like only $1,000 a time, but that's still, if you think about it, is good stuff. And it's really fulfilling. And so that is kind of the numbers wise as you're looking at what you're doing with your, you know, time as far as getting revenue. And so I can help you with some of that. And like what I did first there was when I spoke in front of my high school, definitely get a lot of video of you. If you
see me down, I'm writing. I'm not on my phone.
No, you're good. And I totally understand. So I definitely get video right away. And you can think, you know, it's not even that big of a session, but maybe you're speaking to 20 kids and you get the back of the room, you in front of people, get a video. And that can be that can be on your phone for right now. Or, you know, if you have a vlogging camera, we got our first vlogging camera, my wife and I, for, I think it was like $500, and it did a lot of, it was just good to always have, and you just get a stand and put it
the only thing I have right now is a GoPro and a phone, but eventually.
GoPro might do it. I don't know how the audio is, but audio is kind of key. But yeah, just get some video of you speaking at those little events. So try and get that. And then I can send over an example of my speaker's kit. So if you're going to get, you know, you're going to reach out for a speaking opportunity or someone reaches out, they'll be like, do you have some information? And what we always send them is like this speaker's kit. And I can send you that as an example. Just has a bio, which your bio is going to be like powerhouse bio. It'll be awesome. And you can write that up with someone about what, you know, hopefully future Olympian, you know, just some of the things you've done in your career. Tell a little bit about your story. And then as you start working with, you know, people, you could say spoken to the Boys and Girls Club of America and just kind of talk yourself up. It's kind of hard to do that. And then in that is where we put like our programs we can deliver. And then some videos. So it's like a 3-page thing. And then also when you speak to like your high school, try and get a testimonial from like the AD or from a teacher that you're close with or a coach. That's like, you know, Marcus is such, you know, an engaging speaker and he tells such a great story. Like you can even write it out for people and send it and say, is this okay? You want to get, the main thing to start is video of you speaking and testimonials.
Mm-hmm. Video and testimonials. God, yeah.
And okay. A technique I did where people, sometimes you say, they're like, I loved what you said. And you send them an email and say, please give me a testimonial. They don't have time for it. I'll sometimes take what I heard from the crowd or the kids or the corporate people and say, here's what I heard after. Would you be okay putting your name on this? And I type out the testimonial for them and then send it. And then if they say, yep, that sounds good, then you can just use it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's like 75% effective. Like every time they're like, yep, just use it as long as it looks good enough. So that's a way to get them quick. So then you got video, you got that. So I'm just starting with those basics. And then the next thing I recommend, are you good with me just riffing? Or do you have any, if you have questions, stop me. I'll just give you the basics that I tell people and then we'll back up. The other thing I'd be thinking about is like, you know what you said, like you have amazing stories to tell. Start like journaling those or like on a big piece of paper in your room. I love that. So do that. So you have them down anytime you think of one, like whatever it is, write them all down. None of them are out of play here. And then I like to map out like on the wall, like I'll put a piece of paper up and like, what's your core message? Like put it in the center. Like what's your, you know, you want to be, you know, I don't, you get it. Like what's your core message? Like ours is ditch the drama. So start with drama in the center. So whatever yours would be is like, just be thinking about that. Yeah, just your one big idea at this point in your life, one big idea, put it in the center and then start doing like spiders out of like key pillars of that one big idea. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And then, so as you get like, start with trying to get like 5 key pillars. So one might be like overcoming adversity and they can be cheesy. Start with the cheesy ones. And because what you want to play on there is the human condition, which is we all need to overcome adversity. fear might be there. Like, we all have fear. And then you're not going to say this in your speech, or unless you're okay, if that means a lot to you. But we try and get more edgy with our words. But you just play on what you've experienced, other humans, especially athletes and kids, will. Start with that. And then from there, I look at the stories where they'd fit in. How's this a story of when I screwed up? I usually go with what I screwed up. If you notice from my speech, I never tell you, you know, I'm an Olympian, this is why you suck. It's like, here's how I judged a teammate and it hurt my career until I transferred from a school I probably shouldn't have because I was judging it in my own head. I don't say, oh, my teammates were shitty. So it's all, the crowd loves where you yourself, they see your bio, you're an Olympic athlete basically, but you come in there and speak as if you've screwed it up, but only daily. And here's where it's left you and the lessons you've learned. That's how people like to hear speeches. And some people don't do that.
I've heard speeches like.
Now, at times, you can. So it's good to like talk about a couple times where you screw this up and then drop one in where it's like, oh, wow, where you like did it really well. So that balance is good, though, because like I just listened to a speaker that was giving it, was starting off, and she kind of was just talking about how good she's done everything so far. And it kind of puts the crowd back like, you know, dang, you know, so I'd be thinking about that. But as you have that mapped, then I just go out and I do two things. I listen to a ton of other speakers, like the big dogs, like in our industry. Like, have you heard of Simon Sinek, Eric, the guy you just said, the hip hop preacher?
Eric Thomas. What's the dude with no arm? What's his name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Inky Johnson.
Yep.
There's another guy. Wait, what's the name of the dude you said?
So Simon Sinek's a big one, in our space, and he's had like a big TED talk. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yep. Gary.
Who else is in his, like, even Tom Bilyeu's in his market. Mel Robbins is a female.
I've heard some of those names.
What's cool to do is, and you don't have to take any of this advice, just what I'm doing, and it seems to help. No. You listen to some of their full talks, and you'll see what they put as their pillars, and notice they're getting hired to speak for upwards to $50,000 a keynote. So they're onto something. So then take, what I do is take their pillars, see if they match your pillars, because that's the human condition. That's what we all deal with. And then you put your stories matched in there. And then, you know, as you're doing that, take out, like, if they say a punchline that like, say the hip hop preacher guy says like a, you're like, holy cow, that was so impactful, that punchline. Write that down, and then you can twist that and make it your own. Does that make sense?
No, that makes total sense. There's definitely been times I've seen videos of like,
ooh. You're like, whoa, the whole crowd was like, damn, like, whew, you know, and then that means it was a good one-liner. And then start with that skeleton, and then through that, people think you're copying. You're not. You take the basics with the tried and true, and then you start putting your personality in there. And that's what I do with my speech. If you're looking for your...
A big thing was, because I do watch a lot of different videos, another reason why I was like, hey, maybe one day type thing I could do this, but it's like, how, like, the thing was not trying to copy or somebody else or something like that is... But how do you do that in order to just make sure you're not trying to take somebody's stuff and they're like, what? Type stuff.
Yeah. And that's a game you'll have to play, because even some of our stuff, people come back and they're like, oh, you stole, you know, this lady Byron Katie's work. And it's like, you know, you can say that, but like questioning your thoughts that cause you suffering is like thousands of years old.
Yeah.
You know, there's ancient teachings about that's very important, and we still screw it up. So yes, we did kind of borrow that, and we just say, yep, she talks about this too. But you, what you do is, you know, you piece that together. And so that's a good idea. And then from there, you know, I'm happy to brainstorm with you, but I'm trying to even take where I have a different way where I could present more like interactivity, where I like one time I came to a session and I brought a rope and I like mapped out the human brain with a chair and I like bring people in from the crowd. And like, so there's ways to, once you have your speech foundation, you got it locked up here. then you can freestyle and make it more fun for kids. But what I definitely recommend is like mapping your talk out like that. So then you can see what's really important to you. And if someone said tomorrow, Marcus, we need you to do a $10,000 keynote. Can you be, you know, in Denver? And you don't have to like think of it that night. You have the 1 hour talk right there in the basics, you know? And so any questions on that? That's where I would kind of start.
Yeah, no, I see where to start. I've written all of it down.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so like, so as you're doing that, whenever in any phases of this, you can send it over to me. I'll give you my email and I'll like look through it for you. So,
I appreciate that. Like, I really do. Like,
yep.
That means a lot.
Oh, another thing. So that we've learned or I've learned is what we do is like, we present the model, meaning like, if you remember, you probably don't remember my speech. It'd be awesome if you did. But like the first thing I talked about was like that, those lines that we're crossing. And it's like when the going gets tough, every human being fantasizes about quitting. You know, when you're exhausted, you want to step down. The next thing you do is BMW drive, bitching, moaning, and whining about why you should step down. And then you try and change reality. And so that's like a model. So we talk through the model. Then we usually tell a story. Most times how we screw it up, and then we finish with like, just do this instead. And so another thing I tell speakers is like, that seems to work as a really good cadence, is like have a model. So you'd be like, you know, fear, the research in my experience says this, and here's why we're thinking of fear wrong. That's your model. And then you go into, here's a story about where fear got the best of me, and you tell that story, and then like end with the punchline, and then you say, just do this instead. And that's where we'd leave you with like a tool to like write down all your thoughts, cross out what's not true. What's left is reality. That's never painful. The reality is I have to run a 400 meter. It starts at 2 o'clock today. Now, all the stories you're making up about if I lose, I'm not going to make the Olympics, and if I hurt my ankle, you know, all that's not true. So it's causing you stress. It's not reality. So we teach those tools. So that's something that's kind of effective as well, as like think about in your cadence as you speak. It's like, here's the model. Here's what we know about fear, what I'm going to open your eyes to about fear. Here's a story about fear. Just do this instead. That seems to be really nice on the human mind. For people to hear.
No, that makes sense. It definitely makes sense.
So, any questions? I know I'm giving you a lot. That's just my freestyle so far.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to take it all in. Trying to take it all in. But, yeah, I mean, really, realistically, I mean, obviously, the first thing for me would be trying to find out what my core message would really be. Because, like I tell you, the one thing I know I got is stories for days.
Yep. And you have the charisma. So you got what you need right there. You just gotta, yep.
Yeah, just gotta figure out what exactly is gonna really hit it and what I want to be. So that's obviously a key thing that I need to figure out. Because, I mean, realistically, the couple times I did speak, it was more of, I ain't gonna lie, it was more freestyle. I'll come in. I would ask the person, so, hey, you asked me to come in today. What do you want me to talk about? And they'll, because it's like, I've only spoke to like kids, not like high school down. So,
yep.
So they'll be like, oh, can you talk about commitment or something like that? And so then I'll think of a story real quick, and then I'll come in, explain who I am a little bit. I might have something to where, like there was a time where I wanted to go speak to a football team, and so like the football team, they had, I came early to see their practice, and so it was like, what happened? So I came in, and the first thing I noticed that they don't work hard at all times.
Yeah.
They pick and choose when they're gonna battle or whatever. And so then I like came in, and so it was like, after I told them who I was like, I told everybody raise your hand. And then I was like, keep your hand up if you think you're a hard worker, obviously.
Everyone's hand stays up.
Everybody's hands up. Okay, and keep your hand up if you said today you worked hard today. Everybody kept their head up. So I was like, So then I was like, keep your hand up if, and this is just a little stuff that I do off the top of the dome.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Like, keep your hand up if you said you worked hard 100% of the time. And so then everybody, they started looking around to see.
Hand still up, but like.
Everybody was thinking, they're like, and I was like, so then I was like, no, when I say 100% of the time, and I'm talking about if you ran through the line when Coach said run through the line, if you did this, if you did that, full on sprint for that whole hour and a half that you guys had practice, you can tell to yourself at the end of the day you gave it 100% every time. So then some hands that people started to realize I saw practice. Well, the coach was like, use that practice. So then hands started to come down or whatever. And then obviously I just started like, if you really want to get to your goals and blah, 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 you got to do this. And then I gave them, it was in high school. So I talked about when I was in high school, my sophomore year, I lost by a nose hair because in my mind, it wasn't because he was better than me. It was because throughout the year, before the line, I would stop and just kind of cruise. I wouldn't run through the lines. If the coach says do 10 jumps, I'm going to jump 10 times, but maybe 9 out of the 10 were as high as I could. So every little piece that I lost was that nose hair that I lost at state.
That's so, amazing. Write that down. That's a good, yeah.
And so realistically, it's like, so what did I do? I committed myself after I lost to never ever practice like that again. And what happened? I never lost a race my junior and senior year in high school. And so, you know, and everyone's like, oh, or whatever. So it's like, I gave the story what I did, lost or whatever. It hit me, it hurt me. I had to figure out why, what I was going to do to nip it in the butt. And then I got success out of it. So that's like a short little spill. It's just something I've done.
Yeah. Before. And so like, that's amazing. Like, first of all, the fact that you got people interacting, you got people self-reflecting, powerful. What I took from that was nose hair, okay, for whatever reason. There's something about if you out of nowhere during your speech are like, you know, geez, how do you even ask this? So it's like, how many of you know how long the typical nose hair is? And people are like, what the hell's he talking about? And then you go into, let me tell you about how important nose hairs are or something like that. And then you bring that all back to, and that's where I learned how important a nose hair is. It lost me a state championship or whatever it was. And you can say, I'll tell you what adds up to a nose hair, the length of a nose hair, 9 out of 10 jumps, slowing up at the finish line, like something like that. Thank you guys so much for checking out this episode and allowing me to switch it up on you. Hopefully you found some cool information in there just from our freestyle on getting started in the speaking industry. We got cut off there at the end a little bit. And the last thing I would add that always fascinates me is just even if you're in a job that doesn't seem like you'd ever like speak on it or have a message about it, a way to keep life exciting for me at least is to always have like your final keynote in mind. Like always have this vision of you being on stage in front of like all the people you'd love to share a message with that would help them in the future or would help them not make the same mistakes you make or help them live a more effortless life with less drama. I like to think about that final keynote and what stories would I add in there? What great like one-liners would I add? What tools would I put in there? And that idea of having your final keynote in mind is a way in which that you can take even, you know, if you're in an entry-level job as lessons. What little lessons can you take from there when it comes to being a utility person or doing whatever it takes to help the team or to, you know, swallowing your pride and doing a job that you think, you know, is a little less than what you should be doing? Like, what are all these lessons throughout your career that would be great lessons for others just getting started in your kind of final keynote? And that's the last piece I would add for Marcus in there and for anybody thinking about that is at this moment I speak on the reality-based leadership philosophy and it's a message that I truly believe in, but it's not one I created. But I do think down the line from going on this journey and really helping amplify this message that I think is so important for the world, I'll eventually stumble into another talk that talks about how we did it all or how we grew a small business or how we grew, you know, a family business and all of these things.
as long as you keep that final talk in mind, you can be building up for your big keynote in the end. Even if you think you'll never speak in the future, you don't know what the stage will look like. And so keep that in mind. I hope this inspires you guys to know that everyone has a message, and there's a time eventually that you could always share that, and it'll definitely help someone who's trying to go on the similar path as you. And so thank you guys so much for checking out this episode. Again, give Marcus a shout out on Twitter if you can. His handle is at MJC253, and it'll be fun watching his career. I really appreciate all of you advocates out there who are sharing the philosophy and getting back to me and commenting on what you'd like to hear. Please keep that up. It's always a blast connecting with you guys. Hope you guys have another great week. I'll catch you again soon on the next episode, and you guys know the deal. As always, let's keep ditching the drama.